Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. I like to talk a lot about Biden's blunders, and he did another one. In the UN, the United States normally does not vote for resolutions against Israel. But there was a change. This time, there was a vote that the U.S. actually abstained from about a ceasefire in Gaza. Our blundering idiot president has to know. So why he would have or not voted against this resolution is frankly a shocker. So I'm going to highlight a letter that's going to give you some details from Mindy Stein. Mindy is president of the American Zionist Movement. She is very, very active in affairs for Israel. And she drafted a letter to Biden. And we're going to take a peek at that letter to see the details of one of Biden's newest blunders. So Mindy stated in her letter to Biden, by abstaining instead of vetoing the UN Security Council resolution the other day, you abandoned Israel and their hostages and strengthened Hamas and Sinwar. As Professor Dershowitz stated, it is a terrible decision. It only encourages Hamas to not accept any kind of reasonable offer of a deal for hostages and a ceasefire. It gives Hamas everything it wants without demanding, realistically, anything in return. It will lengthen the war. It will make it more difficult for Israel, and it is a bad decision for both America and Israel. What was Biden thinking? Israel is a key ally in the Middle East, closest ally in a very difficult part of the world, the only democracy in that region. Israel, the eighth most powerful nation economically. Israel, who we have many agreements with. Key ally. And what does Biden do? He slaps our ally in the face. Yeah, that's what he did. So we're going to take a look at part two of Mindy's letter. So Mindy states, I pray every day for the Israeli hostages to be released and for the Israeli population and the IDF as well as for the Palestinian people. But what you have done will now cause more deaths. If Israel does not go into Rafah and eliminate Hamas and its four remaining battalions entirely, Hamas will be able to rearm, reorganize, and once again, God forbid, control Gaza and commit another October 7th over and over again. They massacred my people and they are still raping our Jewish women who are in captivity. And because of you, Hamas will continue to treat our hostages brutally and not make a deal. Furthermore, the audacity of you talking about a Palestinian state and for the Palestinian Authority to control Gaza. They still have a policy of pay for slay, and their educational system is anti-Semitic and further teaches their future generations to murder Jews and to continue fighting until they destroy Israel. Please stand with Israel and the Jewish people. Our imbecile president essentially just slapped our ally in the face, knows the reality of the two-state solution. There is no two-state solution. It is a piece of fiction because it really doesn't exist. It never will exist because the real aim is what Mindy just outlined. This is known in Israel. It's reported by the Jewish stations, but because Israel's voice right now is not being heard on the world stage as loud as the Palestinian and Hamas, as Israel has lost the information war, this message is not getting out there. But our president knows this. So why would he now abstain from a very important vote? Somebody gave him some money. That's what it is. That's right. Somebody gave him some money. Just like in Ukraine, the pipeline deal, his son with all the deals. Somehow, somebody gave him some money. Either that, or he had one of his brain moments. And as I always like to say, what are they doing down in the State Department? Well, hope you found this informative. This can get added to the list of Biden's blunders, and I want you to stay tuned for more. I'll be having more on Israel, on what's going on within Israel, on what's not being reported. The information that is not getting out there will now get out there on this channel. So if you don't subscribe, definitely hit that subscribe button. Fire me a question. Definitely fire me a comment. And stay tuned for more.
Yeah. Tune in next time for more from Don Provda and Erica Gray for their twist on world news.